Grocery stores are experiencing record sales as Americans stock up for life under quarantine. But the grocery workers serving on the front lines to put food on our tables aren't getting the safety protections they need during this COVID-19 pandemic. Betsy Shepherd reports.
Maya Smith is a 21-year-old Walmart cashier in New Orleans. She's the breadwinner in her family and needs the paycheck. But she worries that she's putting her life and loved ones at risk every time she goes into work.
We're just open. Like, we interact with everyone. We touch everything. So I just feel like that is really unsafe and unsanitary for us to be working in those type of conditions.
Last week, the stakes were raised even more when one of Maya's coworkers tested positive for coronavirus. According to Maya, her supervisors did little to ensure that others didn't become infected. They did not disclose the name of the sick employee or provide any testing to those that came into contact with them.
We all need to be protected because the virus takes 2 to 14 days for you to even notice if you have any symptoms or not, and by then it'll be too late.
Two Walmart employees in Illinois recently died from COVID-19, and their family members say the store is to blame. When Maya heard news of the deaths last week, she decided to walk out.
We're risking our health to come to work, and they're not even worried about the safety of us if we get sick or anything like that. All they care about is us clocking in and clocking out.
Walmart would neither confirm nor deny a coronavirus outbreak at Maya's store. It is that lack of transparency that puts workers at risk, says Bianca Augustine, a researcher for the labor advocacy group United for Respect.
Hundreds of workers across the country are echoing that. Walmart has not been doing enough to make associates feel safe.
Some of those workers have reported that Walmart is not notifying them when their coworkers contract the virus. Another said Walmart made him sign a liability waiver, saying that the store is not responsible if he gets sick and dies from COVID-19. Walmart told New Orleans Public Radio it would not comment on those claims, but said it does have protections for workers, like paid sick leave for those that test positive for coronavirus. Augustine says that policy doesn't encourage workers who may be infected to stay home.
The concerns that have been raised are having store managers disclose that someone was sick and not really providing any of the associates who may have come into contact with that person any added protection or days off.
Low-wage essential workers across industries, from grocery store employees to bus drivers and delivery workers, find themselves in a similar situation to Maya. They're not afforded the health precautions that the CDC is advising Americans to take. And many of these workers are people of color, according to a study by the Economic Policy Institute. Dr. Rebecca Gee, the former Louisiana health chief, says that's one of the reasons a disproportionate number of minorities are dying from COVID-19.
Individuals who have these jobs are often don't have the same ability to make choices that individuals that have more resources can. And it's not just a hazard, but it is a deadly hazard. And it is unacceptable that there hasn't been quicker movement to protect our essential workers.
Dr. G says there need to be top-down measures like standardized safety protocols to ensure that workers on the front line aren't sitting ducks. And for her part, Maya has teamed up with Walmart workers around the country to demand that the company offer hazard pay, paid sick leave, health care, and protective gear for all employees. She's afraid that she's going to be fired for staying home until these changes are made. But she says it's unfair that the people who need the most protection are getting the least. In New Orleans, I'm Betsy Shepherd.